We asked Ron Van Dam how he thinks he comes across to his listening audience.
Bubbly and wonderful and funny all the time.
Wait, what? Whoa. Hold on. Have you listened to yourself recently? And by recently, I mean any time in the last 30 years of broadcasting? Because, wow. Okay, live the dream, Ronnie. You are listening to Ron Van Dam on New England Broadcasting.
The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
Yeah, it's a matter of opinion.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, if you thought you were clicking on canine dentistry for poodles, I'm afraid you've clicked on the wrong thing. Look, let me clarify. I've got nothing against canine dentistry for poodles. I just wouldn't do an entire show about it. Actually, I would. By the way, if you own a poodle, stop doing topiary art on your animal. It's just looks weird when an animal has like a tail shaped like a bonsai bush. I mean, what are you doing? All right, that's enough. That's enough. Welcome to the program. How are you? Good to see you once again. You are looking better than you did yesterday, because yesterday, my God, you were a mess. I didn't want to say anything, but you looked awful. What the hell's going on with you? You look a little bit better today. I think you combed your hair or something, but yesterday, my God, I could hardly do a show in front of you. Seriously, get dressed. Put some pants on. I mean, I'm embarrassed by our relationship at this point. I mean, seriously. I remember the days when people used to dress up to go to church. Do you remember that? I saw it on TV and in the movies. That was a special day. Hey, Bobby, Jody, let's put our best clothes on and go to church, because we're sitting in the house of God, and besides, other people are going to see us and will judge us unmercifully. So put your best clothes on. We're going to church. Now, oh my God, are you really going to wear those ripped jeans to church? Put on some jeans that are just dirty and filthy, but not ripped, please. Wow, times have changed. We are so lax. We are so freaking lazy. All the life has been sucked out of us. We are the victims of the sucking machine of life. It's totally changed since I was a kid back in the 15th century. People don't dress up for anything anymore.
We're going to have a business meeting.
And how should I dress? Business casual. Oh my God. What? Now business has actually got a casual category. Oh, God. Dress for success.
What is that?
Business casual. Stop it. I've talked about this before on the show when I was a kid and a young adult. Back in the 17th century, when I walked into a bank, all the people in the bank were dressed really well. Like they cared about the fact that I had put my money there. Like they cared about it and took it seriously. The bank officers, oh my God, are your suits being supplied by a local outfit company? I mean, you're looking impeccable.
Well, that's because we're handling your money and we take that very seriously.
Well, you should. Whether I have $10 or $10 million, you better take it seriously. And the tellers and the pens. Yeah, pen and teller. That was like, you know, they're like a magic duo act, but actually they have named themselves out of the tellers that stand behind the counter in a bank and the pens, which are chained to the bank desk. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they got that. But even the tellers, the bank tellers, they were dressed to the nines, and even the tens, and even the elevens. They all looked impeccable because that's where my money was, and they knew it. Now they started Casual Friday. It's their fucking, they did it.
Well, how come all of a sudden the people in the bank aren't dressed?
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
So what? Well, it's the day before the weekend, so they're gearing up to be casual. Can't you wait for Saturday morning to be casual? No, we got to get ready. Got a whole day. We've got to start dressing down right now. What kind of idiots are you? And we don't mind, you know. I would have taken my money out of the bank if I could.
Give me all that money. I want all my money withdrawn.
Why, Mr. Van Dam, are you unhappy with us?
Because you're not dressing up anymore.
I don't like that. You respect my money.
Look, the weekend's coming.
It's Casual Friday. Shut up. Banks.
You're taking care of my money. You better put a tie on. And you too, men. We don't dress up for church. It was recently Easter, I believe. I don't have a calendar, but I believe it was Easter recently. And people used to dress up for Easter. They put on, get this, Easter bonnets. We don't even know what a bonnet is anymore. It was a hat that looked absolutely insanely ridiculous. But they were dressing up. They put on their finest outfits for Easter. Not only to go to church, but to walk around. Oh, it's Easter. And you dress the kids up and you take the pictures. We don't do that anymore. We don't do that. It's awful. We are so freaking lazy. It all started with the televisions, with the remote control. You don't have to get up from the chair anymore to change the volume or change the channel or to reposition the antenna on top of the TV set so you can get that particular channel in better. Don't got to do that no more. So now we've made sure that we never have to move our asses out of that chair ever. Just sit there all day. You don't have to move because everything will come to you. I'm hungry. I should go to the refrigerator and get a sandwich. No, I'm sitting in the chair. Here's my cell phone. I'll call DoorDash or one of those things. And I'll just bring me a tuna sandwich and a can of Coke. And I'll wait here. And I'll leave the door open because I'm not getting up out of this chair.
How lazy are you? Completely lazy. Won't even get up and pick up the food yourself. Not even that. It's crazy. Everything is so easy that it's ruining us and our attitudes.
Hey, the phone's ringing. Will you go get it?
You're closer to the phone. Will you pick it up?
Can't do that anymore.
Phone's ringing. It's right here. So, okay, hello?
I don't understand it. I don't. We are so freaking lazy. And now we're making a big deal about getting exercise and all this kind of stuff and stuff and heart health and all that. I don't know. Spend most of her time sitting down. Got to be comfortable, too. Got to have the best chair in the world. Because I spend all day sitting. Our jobs? Sit in a chair and stare at a screen and shut up. Just do it. Put your fingers on the keyboard. Carpal tunnel? Everybody's got it. Just be quiet. Just sit there all day. I need a coffee break. All right. What, do you want to get up from your desk and walk around?
No, just bring me some coffee. I'll sit here.
Sitting again, huh? I'm going to go home now and go sit in my car for an hour in traffic. Then I'll go home and I'll sit down and eat, and then I'll sit down and watch TV. Then I'll lie down on my ass for 8 hours if I can get it. The only exercise you get is getting up at 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom to pee. No, I have a cup by the side of my bed. Oh my God, that's disgusting. But convenient. What are we doing to ourselves? We are so freaking lazy. It's unbelievable. Then there are people that spend an hour or two in the gym and spend the rest of the day on their ass. You got it all wrong. Anyway, I don't want to chastise you. I'm just trying to open your eyes to what you're doing to yourself. Am I any better? God, no. Do you know what I do for a living? I sit in a chair and I talk. I mean, I'm not the one to really pontificate on this particular subject matter. And I have a dog, and I love my dog completely. I even have health insurance on my dog. That's how much I love my dog. What's the main reason I have a dog? For love and understanding? No, it's to walk the dog. If I didn't walk the dog a couple of times a day, I wouldn't be moving at all. The dog is saving my life by making me go out and walk her. And walking is a great exercise. A little boring because you're usually walking the same path 100,000 times, but nonetheless, it's like a stationary bike. If this bike actually had wheels, I'd be in Taiwan by now. Well, not now. They just had an earthquake. But you know what I mean. I would have pedaled myself to hell by now. Instead, I'm still in the same spot. 3,000 miles later, and I'm still in the same room. You must have a big room. No, the bike just doesn't go anywhere. I'm fit, but I haven't gone anywhere. Oh, okay, fine. Anyway, I don't know where you stand on that or where you sit on that. My guest a little bit later in the program, not too far from now actually, is going to be talking about education. But not the kind of education you get in school. The kind of education you get out of school. Both men and women, young adults, there is a skill that you need to learn. Humanity, don't bother with that. You'll never learn that one because no one can teach it well. Humanity, who's going to teach you that? The Pope? Maybe, I don't know. Pope's not married to a person, so it's hard for the Pope to understand. I mean, you know, I'm not downing that. It's just difficult to get advice from a person that hasn't been through any of that. I mean, come on. I mean, half the battle of getting up in the morning is deciding what to wear. Pope doesn't have to do that. So, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So you learn stuff, but what you need to know without question is how to handle money. Even if you don't have money, it's how to get money. How to take care of your money, how to manage money, what the financial terms are. What are mortgage rates? What's compound interest? What do I do with my money? How do I invest it? How do I not invest it? I don't understand the terms. How do I budget things? I don't have enough money for this. How do I spend that much but I don't have the money to cover it? Well, it's budgeting. What's a budget? I don't know. I want to start a business or I want to start something. I want to donate to my steps, son to put him through college. I don't know why I would do that, but nonetheless. That kind of thing. I mean, I don't know anything about money. Because when you're brought up in your little childhood, you don't spend any money. The only money you see is an allowance. And you can spend all that because you don't have any bills to pay. So that doesn't do anything. That's not budgeting. That's not learning how to handle money. Give me a break. Stop saying that. No, handling money is a slap in the face. Your parents pay for college. But you get a certain amount of money. They're like, maybe, okay, I can only get one donut today. But you still don't pay rent. You still don't do any of that crap usually. You don't have to pay for anything. Car insurance, what's that? What does that do? I don't even understand what that is. You're going to own a car? Yeah, what's car insurance? I don't know. Do I have to have it? I don't think I do. You know, it's just, you don't know anything anymore. What's worth insuring? Well, health insurance, how does that work? What do I do? How does that happen? What are interest rates? How does that work? How do I figure out the tax? Do I figure out the tip? What happens there? Do I get my calculator out like I'm a moron? I mean, what am I supposed to do with money? What's the deal with the money? They don't teach you that in school. Maybe some schools do, but basically, no, they don't. Your parents are supposed to teach you. Guess what? Your parents don't even have that down just yet. Even if they do. You won't know until you're in the position. That sex education thing? Bah, come on. You know what sex education is? The science teacher in high school drawing a test tube on the blackboard and you think it's shaped like an upside down penis. That's your sex education. People laugh at it, the students laugh, and there you have it. You learn everything you need to know about sex from your friends, but it's only through word of mouth. Oh, that sounds disgusting. But you know what I'm talking about. Until you're actually in the situation where there is the person I'm having sex with, now what do I do? It's a feeling out kind of experiment on the fly thing. You can read books about it. You can be told about it. You can hear experiences about it. You can get instructions about it. But until you actually have your first sexual encounter, you don't know what to do. And you pretty much depend on the person you're having sex with to lead you through this thing. And you don't admit that you haven't had it before because that's shameful, because you don't want that. That's socially unacceptable these days. So you punt. That's your education on the fly. You can go to school to be an electrician or something like that in the classroom and they explain ohms, ohm, ohm. But until you're actually standing there with the wires, that's where you learn. Or someone standing there with you as you're an apprentice and you have someone standing there and you're on the job with them. You learn on the job with them, seeing it happen, seeing it being done in a real life situation where all these different variants can come into play. That's your education there. I'm not against school, kind of not, but what you learn in the classroom, that's backup information. What you learn in the real circumstance, that's your education, in your face right away. All right, thanks for listening today, but I'm not done yet, so just hold on. Don't grab your clothes just yet. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, my guests will be joining us. We're going to talk about how do you deal with finances. And it's not a finance thing. How do you learn about that stuff? It's not taught in the school. So how do you learn what all these compound interest rates are? How do you figure things out? How do you budget? How do you do that? Again, most adults still don't have that down. So how do you teach your kids something like that? Well, there are ways. But first, there's this.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town, and I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favourites like Coverall and Four Corners, we'll now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all full contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the Parish Hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
Dave Zasada joins us now. He's Vice President, Corporate Responsibility for Intuit. We're all familiar with that. And we're talking about teaching the kids their financial responsibilities and how to deal with finances as they get into the real world, which at that point they may not be in. Thanks for being with us, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
We're on the same page with this subject matter. I'll tell you that I've long complained on this program, or at least mentioned for decades, that children are thrusted into the world and don't know anything about finances. And it's like we live in a capital society here where money makes the world go round, and yet kids don't know how to handle that. And from all aspects. And I know that's on your table, too.
Absolutely. You're so right with that. You know, you might be surprised to even hear that, you know, American adults generally have a pretty poor level of financial literacy. And we think that that's at least partially driven by the fact that today, only 25% of students are required to take a personal finance course before they even graduate high school, which means that the vast majority of kids won't cross the graduation stage, mm-hmm. knowing how to budget or save or manage credit, or even really understand basic financial terms and concepts just before they're, you know, about to go out and start making financial decisions that can impact them long term.
Yeah. I don't know how old you are. I know how old I am. And in school, they did not teach me this at all. And I remember being thrusted into the world and I didn't know what mortgages were or compound interest or anything like that. I had to ask people. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It is, but it's, you know, very common. You know, I you know, what we hear is that most kids, you know, struggle with where to get this information. You know, yeah. Many think that they should be getting it from their parents, you know, and but you know, the reality is because either parents don't feel comfortable talking to them about it, or because they assume that they're getting that information while they're in school, you know, that they don't have that conversation. And by the way, kids want that as well. In fact, a recent survey conducted by Intuit showed 85% of high school students want financial education to be taught to them while they're in school.
Yeah, because it's something that every human being, when they get into the real world, need to know. And what they don't know, it can not make them as effective. I mean, and there are other things taught in school that they never use. So
yeah, you know, we talk to students. They'll tell us that, you know, maybe not every class is meaningful to every student, yeah. But you know, but there's no students that leave a personal finance class wondering, geez, I wonder how I'm going to use this in life.
Yeah. That's right. It always comes into play. What is Intuit doing in order to correct the situation?
Yeah, we're doing a couple of things. You know, first, Intuit's a global financial technology platform, yep. And we're leveraging our 40 years of experience helping our customers become financially capable and confident to now also help the next generation become the most financially empowered in history. And we're doing that through first the introduction of our Intuit for Education financial education program for schools, and that's a free program that provides, you know, over 150 hours of interactive and engaging financial resources like games mm-hmm. and real-world simulations to help kids not only become financially literate, but also capable and confident. And then the second thing that we're doing is we're providing a really easy way for schools to inspire students to become financially literate through our free Hour of Finance Challenge.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
So that's actually running throughout Financial Literacy Month, which is actually now. It's in April. And we're challenging all schools to spend at least 1 hour teaching personal finance to all their students. And to help them do that, we've created this free Hour Finance Challenge, which includes a lesson that any teacher, regardless of their experience, can use with their students. And that lesson includes a, you know, quick activity on the basics of credit.
Yeah.
And then the students get to play the Intuit Prosperity Quest online game, which is an interactive game where students can build skills, and they receive a score based on how well they do. And then schools can use their average score from all their students to compete against other schools from all around the country to win a celebration worth up to $100,000.
That's ingenious, because kids love games. We all love games. And it's a way of learning things without sitting in a classroom and being talked to. So, absolutely right. I mean, when I watch Jeopardy, I don't know the answer to those things, but when I hear them, that clicks a little bit. So, I mean, it's just, you know,
absolutely
game atmosphere. I love that.
Yeah, you know, we hear consistently that students learn best by doing. So, you know, we always try through our free resources to give kids the ability to go beyond just learning facts and things like that and actually apply them. Yeah. And that's how they become capable and confident.
Yeah, because someday they may run their own business or may have to pay for groceries. Ugh, huh? I mean, I mean budgets. What the hell is that? You know, I just... credit cards. I mean, how many kids get stuck with credit cards because they don't understand how that works?
I'm a parent of two Gen Z kids, and we've had that conversation recently.
Yeah.
You know, as they start to get their first credit cards and didn't really even understand, you know, the concept of interest rates and how the credit cards work, et cetera. Yeah.
And also buying things online. I mean, just because you buy it, it means you have to pay for it. It's not like handing over cash when I was a kid. You don't get it unless you give me cash. Okay, I guess I don't get it. No more, baby. That's not the way that works anymore. I know you've done surveys, and what I find most interesting about it is that adults, when asked, you know, do you wish that you knew or learned more about managing finances before you got into the real world, they almost all say, yeah, I did wish I knew more, but I didn't.
Yeah, you know, the surveys that Intuit has done has shown that 88% of parents feel students should be learning this while they're in school.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably at least partially due to the fact that 95% of students who actually receive financial education say that it's helpful. So not only do parents want it, kids want it. And show that it's actually having an impact.
Very true. And I also like it in school because you don't, you know, you have all different types of people, classes of people, backgrounds, various financial levels. And, you know, you need to hear it from one source as opposed to all these different viewpoints because, I mean, you know, they're facts and figures as opposed to opinions.
Absolutely. Agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there a place that we can go to kind of get this started or maybe have our kids directly deal with Intuit to pick up some information?
Yeah, you know, teachers or school administrators or even parents can go to intuit.com/hour of finance.
Perfect.
To learn more about or register for the Intuit Hour of Finance Challenge or our Intuit for Education program. Again, both of which are completely free.
Perfect. I don't know why anybody would not do that, to be honest with you. Especially over the summer, you know, just, you know, get some extra time and get some extra knowledge that's definitely going to come into play. Hey, Dave, thank you so much for your time. One more time, that place we can go online.
Yeah, if you go to intuit.com/hourofinance, you can get all the information and register.
Well, this is time well spent. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you to my guest. Hope that helped you a little bit. I don't know. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, but until that time arrives, go to your Facebook page or whatever you're listening to this on, or your radio station and whatever, and tell them that you love the program. Do the like thing. Follow me because I'm going to do something interesting soon. I'm sorry, I had to say that. I have a social media manager. She tells me all the time I have to get on my knees and beg for likes and follows and all that kind of crap. I mean, I've been doing broadcast radio for like decades, and I didn't have to do this thing, begging thing. But anyway, do that, please. I wish you peace. ¶¶